You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And we have our champion for the morning, and her name, it's a girl. Courtney was the first one in. Courtney, are you there?
Here.
Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right. You're one of the qualifiers to win $5,000 on stage at U-Fest. You got U-Fest tickets just for guessing. What was it? 5159, right?
I believe so. I put in too many guesses, honestly.
You loaded up until it finally told you, here you go.
Yep, pretty right. much. I always just go on the food website that you tell, and then I just add it to the cart and figure it out.
And somebody did that, and they got a better deal at Ingo's than I did by a dollar on each item. And he's like, I'm guessing 50-50. And I'm like, yeah, I said, you spent a dollar less than I did on each item. I don't know how you pulled that off. And then they charged him for the Lebney, which it didn't mean. All right, 51-50. Now, what would you do if I gave you $5,000 on stage?
Oh, geez. I would...
Right there on the stage... I'm giving you $5,000. What do you do?
I'd probably go somewhere. Take a trip.
Like immediately?
Probably not immediately, but like book a cruise. That's what I would do. Book a cruise.
All right. Where are you going on the cruise?
I'd go to like the Caribbean.
Okay, that's not bad. My actual question was, what would you do right there on the stage? I thought like topless or like spit on Brady or
Andy.
Squeezer. Give Brady a squeezer.
I'll do that.
All right, that's perfect.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll make up for the fact we can't have the sex doll on stage. Give Brady a squeezer if Courtney wins. Thank you, Courtney. Nice job. Toledo will stay in contact with you. Hold on, all right?
All right, thank you.
Tasha will call you any minute now, and you can do that, taken care of. That'll work out nicely. She's the winner today. Will it be you tomorrow? We got a few more of these. And also, if you're listening on the app, you accumulate time on the app. You have to enter that. It gives you a little option to go, hey, I want to play along. And yeah, just all of a sudden you'll get a little alert that says you're our other qualifier. So that's how that works. Doug Hopkins, we thank you for the money. That's as simple as it gets right there. Then everybody else gets to play along. Pretty sweet, right? I like it. So the Doug Hopkins price guarantee again tomorrow. We'll have another receipt of stuff. And one of this receipts this week will be Toledo's. It's going to be in...
Thai bot.
It's a receipt from his trip to Thailand last year. And there's...
For the upcoming...
Oh, it's...
It's current.
You have some receipts.
Yes.
You pre-purchased some items.
That's right.
How much does the young boy cost? You'll know tomorrow or Wednesday. All right. What did you pre-buy? Like hotels and
airline
stuff?
Airline tickets.
Ah. And you have to pay in...
Yeah, AirAsia. You got to pay in Thai bot.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. That's dumb. So you have to fly from here to there on their dime?
No. This is flying from Bangkok to Tokyo.
Oh, got it. Separate airline,
Yeah.
So you jump on like American to Tokyo.
United, ANA, All Nippon Airlines.
Okay. I don't think you're allowed to say that. And then from Nippon, sorry, Brett, all the way over to China.
To Thailand.
Oh, Hong Kong.
LAX to, not Hong Kong.
I thought you said Hong Kong to Japan.
No. Bangkok to Tokyo.
Oh, Bangkok. Oh, okay. Gotcha. We'll get you there.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
That's real money. I hope.
Sorry, these aren't real tickets.
Yeah. These are credit cards. These aren't credit cards. These came with the wallet, sir. All right, we'll have a Thai bot later this week. A lot of people emailing about what would Brady do, and one of them says, how athletic is that 14-year-old boy that you caught having sex? Did you get photos of this? I wouldn't show them to his mom. I'll take them. Signed Mr. Orange. All right, Mr. Orange. He's on the list now as one of our Nathan Sutherland emailers. Then said, did you ever see Brady's tasteful nude pictures? He understood tasteful. He understood nude. But then when he combined them together, it was just naked Brady on a bear claw rug. I peed my pants laughing thinking of that. Uh, Yuck. Ugh. Naked pictures of your parents. Tasteful. No such thing. This is me tasting your mother. That's Muncie. Now I want 2 hours off a morning. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends over at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Training. I will be there later today, doing all sorts of stuff with the boys there as we learn more and more and more. And I, you saw the thing in Sydney, Australia over the weekend. Not to sit and use them as ways to scare you, but you never know. That dude that went into the mall in Sydney and just started to stabbing. And he got, because they don't have guns in Australia anymore, they have a severe knife problem in both England and Australia. And you see what kind of damage can get done with a dude wielding a knife and nobody able to fight back. And they have video of the one guy trying to fight him, and he's got a chair, and he's trying to fight the blade. And that's what they teach up there. So you got to stop fighting that blade. You'll get all chopped up. The blade is not what you need to stop. The dude operating it is. Destroy the operator, which eventually they did. But not until six people, I think, died. You got a bunch of other ones all chopped up. It's dangerous. You never know when somebody's going to snap and lose it. And there are ways to defend yourself and just be smarter about being in those situations. Hopefully you're never in one. But if you are, there's little tricks of the trade that'll get you through that. And even if you're not, what's the harm in getting in great shape and learning some new stuff? They got it all out there. ReactDefense.com is the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense. Brady? Entertain me.
Michael J. Fox thinks it was more difficult to become famous back in the 80s than it was today. He says, we were tougher. We didn't have social media. We didn't have any of that crap, but we were just famous, left our own resources, and it was amazing time.
Also, he had a
great... You had to be talented.
That was the thing I was going to say. His one like punch to today was, yep, also you needed to be talented back then. Now, you just have to have like a single idea.
We used to bust our ass, our acting muscles. We'd watch other actors and sit around and talk about acting.
Yeah.
Now you've got people around that just go, hey, that's a nice sweater you're wearing, and learn a dance step.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
How about this? I don't know why this popped in my head, but speaking of talented, me. I was peeing at Phoenix City Grill in the urinal the other day, and I could hear the guy in the stall, because Phoenix City Grill has two real close together stall or urinals and then one stall. And the guy in the stall was pooping, I'm guessing, and singing Delamitri's Roll to me while it was on the speakers.
Maybe it was Delamitri.
Could have been. It didn't smell bad enough. I've met Delamitri. Okay. You can poop on me and it wouldn't smell as bad as Delamitri. So they're singing, Roll to me, woo. I happen to have a long pee going. So I listened to about a minute of Delamitri, and it starts the next song, which was Ben Folds.
Brick?
Brick.
Wow.
And I was like, so he starts singing that. And I'm like, I think we're playing Cash Can. And then I came up with this idea. You go to a public restroom, dude in the stall goes, I'll give you $100 for every song you can name while you're peeing. The urinal has a sensor on it.
21 seconds.
And well, it's whatever. But you can clinch and push, and as long as you keep the gauge going and never stops for more than a second, you can keep playing Cash Can. And he'll play a clip of a song from the stall, and you name like as many as you can until you're done peeing.
And do you?
Because I peed for 2 minutes, and I'm like, we could have gotten $2,000-$3,000 in that.
Do you walk away any time or risk it and keep?
You
going?
Have to clinch up. The minute you stop your stream,
pinch it.
You pinch off.
Oh man!
But you can miss. You just don't get any money. So as long as you're peeing, he's going to just keep rattling them. Gotcha. Cash Can. It's a great idea. And it would surprise you at restaurants with small bathrooms. It's not like you go into a studio. You just go in and the guy in the stall goes, want to play Cash Can? Huh?
That's creepy.
I'll give you 100. I know. That's what makes it kind of fun.
I don't know about that.
Because the reactions of people who have the guy in the stall offering them money would be
exactly
the best part of the show. And then the few people that take up, as long as you pee, and that toilet has a sensor on it, as long as you're peeing, I'll do songs. You tell me who's the artist. I'll give you $100 every one you get right. Because the dude was really crushing Roll to Me in there while he was taking a turd.
We should try that at U-Fest this year.
Cash Can. Oh, do it in a... That would be a great idea. Have speakers inside of... How long?
Port-a-johns?
And make it the worst smelling port-a-john ever.
Like the cash cab.
Yeah.
Put little disco lights on the top.
Some LEDs. And you know what else we do? Oh, even better. I like where we're going here. This is good brainstorming. We put those hot lamps that like cook French fries after they're done.
Oh yeah, the heat lamps
over the turds.
Whoa.
And you see if you can stay in there longer. There's no ventilation. You just have to stand
in the box
at a construction site for as long as you're in there, just rattling off songs.
Since it's got that liquid in there and stuff, you could maybe call it Sing the Blues.
We'd kill the blue stuff. Just straight sewage. And then after every 10th song, they open the door and they add something to the mix, like old dead fish. into the port-a-john, like a woman getting a perm. Cash can. It's an idea.
Josh Gad is directing the biopic on Chris Farley.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to star Paul Walter Hauser.
Oh, from Blackbird. He's good. He was in he was in that movie about the Atlanta bomber, too. I think he won an award.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
That was a good one.
And Cobra Kai.
And he was in Cobra Kai.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
The Canadian police have ordered to release more information about the infamous Titanic PCP chowder incident. Do you remember about this?
What?
James Cameron, it was like lore in the theater world when they're filming. He told about a story that someone put PCP in the soup that they had in the catering, and about 50 crew and cast members all got high, had no idea.
Oh, on the filming.
Yeah, during the filming.
Oh, the actual Titanic.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
No, during the filming, someone in the catering put the angel dust in the chowder, and people were freaking out. Evidently, they held off on the information. They're just going off of what James Cameron is saying. Bill Paxton also got the laced chowder. He said people were moaning and crying, wailing, collapsed on tables and gurneys. One guy was leading a number of crew members down the hallway in like a conga line. So evidently the Canadian police did not want to release any information of the whole night. So they're going to do it like the Kennedy documents and release. You can read about the details of it. But it shut down the production for an hour or two.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Let people wear. They said so Paxton went back to his trailer, rode the trip out, and drank a case of beer.
How about that? That's pretty cool, actually. It's like, one of the dudes was good with it.
Tripping, I know what it is.
It's PCP in this, guys. Might want to take a break.
Want to go to a Grateful Dead show?
It's the only way to watch that movie, though. So you better be high on something.
And then this is kind of going viral, but the picture of Clint Eastwood with Jane Goodall.
I don't want to see that.
He'll be 94 next month.
I know. It's time to go. He's like the Coyotes. Let's just end it.
Speaking of.
I know. They're done. We said it Friday. This has been a month. They've been done.
But now they're saying Wednesday after their last game.
Oh, yeah.
Sale is going to be
complete. Already told the players that you're moving. And I knew it the day they released that Dream Fantasy Stadium over there and said, here's our idea and it should be easy. I'm like, well, if it was easy, how come it hasn't happened yet?
Supposedly the NHL said we'll get an expansion team, though, so they're still going to bid on that.
They're promising the ownership group here that there's something. Well, that would be great. That would be better.
It would be better.
I said it at the beginning of this year. We have to put a bullet in this franchise.
Because the stadium's not going to be done until 2028.
Look, this Coyotes franchise should have been shot 2 years ago. It's good that they're moving. It's good for all the players. It's good for everybody involved. It's good for the league. And it's great for the city because eventually get another one, and this was never going to work. This was a bad one. Bye, Coyotes. I'm sorry. It's our fault, too. But you'll be happier somewhere else. This is more of an about. This is 10 years too late, really. It's 10:02. That's it for us. Larry's coming up next, hoping that all the equipment holds. But this three-hour show stuff is pretty great. I like it. We're done. Larry's coming up next. Tomorrow morning, more of Doug Hopkins' Money Leaves the Door. We'll tell you about it about 8 o'clock. You could get $5,000 just like Courtney.
Yep.
There you go. Simple stuff. Have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Hello!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3.